Well, Jason, poor first session, wasn't it, from the batting part of things, and got Tassie on top, didn't it?
Yeah, we bookended a good middle session, didn't we, with two pretty poor sessions. There's no hiding from the fact that batting wasn't up to scratch this morning. Obviously, Weatherald, Benny Benanti, Nathan McAndrew and Wes Agar gave us a sniff and got us a decent lead, lead that could put, a bit of pressure on the opposition. But unfortunately, for one reason or another, we just, we talk a lot about making sure we start well with the ball each and every session, each and every spell, each and every over. And for some reason, we just did not get it right today. And bitterly disappointing to watch that bowling this evening. We know we're so much better than that, and that's a frustrating thing. The lads acknowledge that. They acknowledge that that's not good enough and we need to be better. So we need to come out tomorrow. We're still in the lead. Tasmania obviously probably got their noses in front, but we have to find a way to have an impact. And if we can pick up a couple of early wickets tomorrow, then you never know.
Before I ask you more about the bowling, just with the batting again, how frustrating is it that the top six or seven can put one or two good performances in, say, four innings, and obviously there's a few that haven't done enough. How frustrating is it? And I mean, I know they're all aware, obviously you do too, but how frustrating is that for them?
It is, because we see how hard the lads work and how specific they are on working on things to improve and get better. And they put a lot of time and effort into their own games, and they formulate their plans against individual bowlers, how they go about it. And then at the moment, we just found ways to get out. And it is a little bit frustrating. But look, I do appreciate how hard the lads have been putting in and the efforts that they've been putting in to improve their game. Look, they're very disappointed, obviously. They know that we needed to score a few more runs. Unfortunately, weren't able to do it.
And just back on the bowling, obviously, Conway's start wasn't ideal, and you're sort of having to make up ground when you've only got 235 to defend. So that puts a little bit of pressure on the other guys too, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, I thought as a collective we just didn't get it right, and there were too many easy runs gifted. We need to start better. Luke Butterworth, our bowling coach, and myself, we've been hammering home the point that we need to start well. We need to make sure that we're on it from ball one, be ready to go. Let's put the onus on the opposition batters and make them earn each and every run. And when you're just gifting easy runs, whether it be half volleys a foot outside off stump or, down leg side, easy gift runs, it's very hard for us to apply any sort of scoreboard pressure and impact with wickets. So, we know we need to be better. And tomorrow morning, that's our plan. We need to come out and be on it from ball one, because what we saw tonight was not good enough. Simple as that.
And just a word on Ben Benanti. He's backed up again with more runs. He's just got an inimitable style, hasn't he? He's caught well. Got a few wickets in the game. Just a word on him, how he's been a very good contributor in this game so far.
Yeah, he's had a few good days on the tools, hasn't he? He's been top drawer and, runs. You mentioned he's got a couple of wickets too in the first innings. I thought he bowled quite nicely this evening, and he's caught well. An area of our game that we've identified as something that we can chip away at over the winter was our catching behind the wicket. And look, Ben's had a good few days here. We just need more players to contribute, for us to have an impact in this game. And hopefully we can come out tomorrow and bowl really well and field really well, and we'll see what happens.
Thank you, old boy, and have a good night and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.